medications. One is a seizure drug and one is something else. And if I don't take them, I have this sort of searing pain in my eye, and I'm pretty sure that there's an emotional component. What you were saying...
Absolutely. No question. Every time. No exceptions.
Yeah. So what you were saying to the gentleman who said, I have a very happy life, and then he got... Because my blood pressure, what a surprise, also has gone sky high. You know, so that made sense. But it's gone to the point that I can't remember names, and, you know, I've always loved my mind, and how much I've counseled people and helped a lot, and, you know.
Well, nothing has happened to your mind other than that you have a drug cocktail that is keeping you from being as coherent as you usually are.
Okay.
And there isn't anything going wrong with you. You've just got some indications of some imbalance, and the best word that we would apply to it is some sort of stress. And we want to say to you, this is really a good thing for you to hear.
Okay.
Since September, when this flared up, mm-hmm. you have not added thoughts that have increased the resistance of your being. You've just got a faster-moving stream, so the resistance that's been there is showing up in a stronger way.
Okay.
And isn't that a soothing thing to understand? In other words, you're not terrifically out of balance. And in fact, it's disproportionate. The discomfort that you're feeling really feels is disproportionate. Of course, nothing can really be disproportionate, but you're making more of it than you need to. It's not something that you need to worry about. And when you have things that you've been fussing and worrying about, one here and one here and one here and one here and one here, the cumulative effect is you get a sort of wad of resistance going on that then gives you a physical anomaly.
Mm-hmm.
And then the physical anomaly gets your attention, and then you just parlay it 10 times more.
Okay.
In other words, it's bad enough for you to have resistance and not know about it, but now you've got resistance and a pain in your head.
Yeah.
And then it's bad enough that you've got resistance and not know about it, but now you've got resistance and a pain in your head, and now a cocktail that keeps you from being able to think clearly. So it's the whole thing's just getting exaggerated out of proportion. And we want to say that to you so that you can sort of ratchet your concern back a little bit.
Yes.
And now the next thing that we want to say is that is important for you to hear is that it is possible, even though it's not the easiest thing to do, it's a little tricky, we acknowledge, but it is possible to have a physical sensation of discomfort and at the same time not have an urgent, frantic emotional response to it. In other words, you can have physical pain at the same time that you are having positive thoughts. In other words, it's like a woman with arthritis saying, how can I find good feeling thoughts when I'm in so much pain? And we said, you can be in pain and be afraid, or you can be in pain and be hopeful. And those are very different vibrations.
Yeah.
So let's just step back to September.
Okay.
And pretend that it's the first discomfort. And now let's step just before the first discomfort and talk to us about what's going on. In other words, have you been able to pinpoint the predominant subject of pushing against?
You know what? This has got my attention, which is a really good thing.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah, and so it's made me look at a lot of things, like, do I still want to live in New York? Do I still want to do what I'm doing for a living? You know, I mean, there's nothing like...
But it's not big things like that. It's not big things.
You don't think so?
It's not big things like that. It's a lot of a chronic attention to a lot of little things. It's not big choices that are out of whack. It's chronic, steady pushing against things. And maybe living in New York is exacerbating some of them. But they are things that are more manageable than you realize.
So just little sort of control issues type of thing.
Well, that would be it.
Yeah.
Controlling the uncontrollable.
Yeah.
How hard that is.
Yeah.
To attempt to control the uncontrollable.
It wouldn't be the very thing that I'm always telling other people not to do, would it?
It might be.
Yeah. What a surprise.